Don't look down.
Here we are.
We're back.
Yes.
In the booth.
We're back, huh? Welcome back.
Here we are.
How we gonna say it?
How, it's been 2 weeks.
2 weeks. What happened?
2 weeks long.
What the fuck happened, man?
Podomatic.
Fuck Podomatic. No.
Yeah.
Fuck Podomatic.
Yep.
Yeah.
In construction.
Just shut us down because we got
because we exceeded the bandwidth. Too many listeners.
Too many listeners. You hear that? Too many fucking listeners, and they shut us down. So,
oh, fuck the police.
Good job, Podomatic. NWA. We're NWA.
Yes. Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Easy, motherfucker.
We got back to it with special guests.
Another guest. The building. Keeping the guests popping.
Two guests, actually, but, you know.
Yeah.
We got
one just
we got secret guests and a special guest.
And a special guest.
But the special one.
My name is Harlan Bennett.
Harlan Bennett.
They used to call me Rock Ill.
Rock Ill.
Rock Ill.
Mr. Speak On It himself.
Yeah, yeah.
And everybody still knows me. How is everybody doing?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good, man. It's
I'm
good
doing
to have
great
you.
Myself.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And I appreciate y'all. Thank you.
I appreciate it. Always a
glad to have
it's always
you.
A, pleasure
a pleasure
to us to
I
have
appreciate
a guest
it.
On, you know, not just a guest, but to have, you know, a talented guest, you know, and a good guest. So, just gonna bring some energy to the show and
yes.
just, you know.
Yes.
Fantastic, Jeffrey.
Jeffrey's good, good, good.
Feeling the furry rug.
I'm all on that furry rug today.
Jeffrey, as always. Appreciate it.
Furry rug.
Especially with this crazy weather.
We got the flat rug. What is this? What is that?
That'd be wood.
Wood rug.
Oak. That's oak.
Plastic rug.
That's oak.
Fake oak.
That's the fake oak.
That's
the plastic oak. It's ploke.
It's ploke.
Ploke. Oh, did That's you get a splitter or did you get a plastic splitter when you rubbed it?
Oh, yeah, you would get a plastic one.
You might have got a dust mite.
Dust mite.
So, but it's going down in the place.
It's going down, man. Don't look down, man. Back for a long time already.
I love it.
I get excited every time I get these headphones on. I just.
You do. You put them on it. 30 minutes before we start and just get them warm.
I love it.
That means there's going to be plenty of earwax.
Plenty of earwax all
those
on.
Those are his headphones.
He can't touch my headphones, man.
Don't want to.
Can't touch his headphones.
No one ever wants to.
Nobody wants to touch my headphones.
And thanks, and I appreciate my the guest headphones.
The guest, you like those?
These are greatly appreciated.
Yeah.
Where'd you get them from? Where we get those? You said you was clowning on
I think it was my first Casio.
My first
Fisher Casio. Price.
Fisher Price.
Yes, my daughter would love these.
Yeah, yeah. But they get the job done, man. That's how we do it, man. We got to get the job done. Speaking of getting the job done,
right.
It's about time for you to pay the
bills.
Pay
the bees.
Man.
Yes, it's definitely time to pay the bills. And I just want everybody to know that I always shop at It's a Dream Tobacco Shop to get my tobacco products.
Yeah.
And also, I would like to give a very big shout out to the lady on the moon. Because I always love the champagne of beer.
Yeah.
Miller High Life.
That's right, man.
Golden Stream.
The Golden Stream champagne of beer.
Oh, I know grandma's got them bubbling in the fridge right now.
You can't give us a couple of those? Crack a couple of those?
No.
No drinking on the show? No drinking on the job?
Nope.
Grandma has to have a life, too.
Exactly. Yeah.
She has to.
She's That's getting it she right is. Now.
That is that.
Oh.
You told me you were going to bring it up.
Oh.
I brought it up.
Wow.
Right. Bitches.
It means it's heavy. It's heavy.
I don't want to know.
He doesn't want to know how heavy it is.
That's gross. I had hit the pipe.
Okay. God damn, dude.
Oh, man, I didn't want to think about it anymore.
That would
so
be Marco's
like,
welcome.
Now he's
back.
Talking about pipe.
Yeah, he's like, oh, I'm gonna put the pipe around my mouth.
Pipe. I mean, it wasn't even a pipe. Huh? I said, let me hit the pipe.
Oh,
was he just talking about laying pipe?
Who knows? We're getting pipe.
Oh,
yeah.
Piece in the pipe.
Stop it.
My grandma has to have a life.
Plug in the pipe.
Am I too loud? No,
nah, you're good, man.
Okay, I don't want it.
When you get too loud, you'll see me go, oh, shit.
Yeah, you'll hear him bitch over there. We had a guest, George, laughing his ass off, and he was over here like, that is fucking loud.
The whole time.
Yeah, it was good, though. He sounded like amazing.
Man. Some
though,
Michael
man.
Jackson sounding like.
Can't wait to get him back on the show.
Where else does it go since we got up here?
Where? Nowhere. I mean, you can just keep going, dude.
Well,
like,
I know, but what I
Supreme
know
jet like
I haven't
flying.
Been here in a long time.
Yeah. This is like elementary.
Not, you know, I've been around, but not this far up.
Elementary, dude. That's all we do it before. So you just be on here
like
oh,
boom.
Man.
That's
you
cool.
just do it. You just
and I appreciate it too.
It's more Jeffrey going around too.
That's cool.
I don't know if he can handle it though. He was giving a minute ago. He's like, I gotta hold on.
Well, you know, no drinking on the job.
No drinking on the job.
drinking on the job. So well, you got to just keep it cool.
What's going on in sports, man? What you got? You got anything? Did you have anything going on in sports, man?
It's going to be a dog fight on the East, mm-hmm. Eastern Conference.
Yeah.
And I'm looking
at
I'm looking at L.A. to have a cakewalk through the West Coast. But Oklahoma's my B team.
Who? Oklahoma?
Yeah.
Really?
The Thunder.
They're doing good?
The Thunder are my team. I got Heat on the East. Gotta have the Heat, man.
Heat on the East? What about? East, man. Yeah. Well, you got a lot of good teams out there, though. You're passing around. You kind of skipped over a lot of good teams.
It's a lot of good teams, but it's LeBron's year.
I don't follow.
You're not following at all?
No. You know this already. We say this every week.
Are you a Chiefs fan? You a Chiefs fan?
Big time, yeah.
No, how about this? Ovechkin hit the game winner last night.
That was awesome.
Who?
Wasn't it?
So why come you can't watch some basketball if I can tell you about Ovechkin?
Because if you don't have cable in your room and you can only follow one sport, you really only got one internet focus.
Okay.
What about Fox News? Fox News.
I was like, because you know.
Fox News.
Fox
News.
Coach.
The sports section.
Like, East Coast is packed right
now. What's he talking about? Fox News.
What happened with Fox?
I'm just.
Fox News.
Never mind. I was just talking trash about the sports time they give for you to see it because he said he only has a few channels on his TV. But that's besides the point.
It's I thought he was talking about watching the news.
No,
like,
I was talking about the sports section. But it's going to be a big dog fight, though, in the East.
Yeah,
man.
Because it's stacked. The East is stacked.
Were there any big trades?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, other than Melo.
Melo, you got Darren Williams. Right. You got Baron Davis went to Cleveland. I mean, you got stupid trades, but you got some big ones in there.
I would hate the league for some of the trades if I was some of the players.
Uh-huh.
I would really be very boisterous uh-huh. about my opinion about being traded. If I was Baron Davis, I would hate it.
Uh-huh.
I'm
he said he's not playing. He said he's not playing.
I threw the alley-oop for him in the dunk contest. If you want to trade me a couple days after that?
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's scary.
He was the mascot for what was that video we watched? The mascot did, like, the trick, and the dude was on the cell phone.
Uh-huh.
He was the mascot.
Yeah,
that's crazy,
yeah.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy. Look
but
at Darren Williams. He's over there with New Jersey.
New Jersey
sucks.
What do y'all think about the sports, though, actually just cutting back on all this money and just basically just not caring if they all do lockouts? What do you think about that? You notice every sport next year is in line for a lockout?
Why?
You
know? Is it controversial? Money? Is it just money? Yeah. Is it always
absolute
over money?
The big wigs are trying to pay these huge contracts.
Yeah, they totally fucked hockey up a couple years ago by doing that, and they, like, opened the free agents, and then, like, players were going everywhere, and teams got, like, stacked again.
Mm-hmm.
And then they spread them all up again.
Yep, that's what's going on in every sport, though, right now. If you recognize football, basketball, hockey, baseball. I mean, baseball's been ridiculous.
Always ridiculous.
I haven't even been catching up with the baseball. I'm seeing it's a lot going on.
Spring training, with
Pujols and everybody.
Baseball's ridiculous. Just go look at a Yankee roster, look at a Mets roster, look at a Phillies
look
roster.
Look at a New York or Philadelphia.
I mean, just go look at any East Coast team roster.
What about football? Y'all been keeping up with any football?
Teams are stacking football too.
Who's your team you pick? Chiefs fans?
We're Chiefs fans in here, man.
Chiefs Nation.
Can't talk about nobody
Chiefs
else.
Chiefs Nation, who are you?
Who are you?
Don't say it, dude.
Who are you, buddy?
We're just going to keep on going with sports. I love football, too.
No, I need to know who it is.
Who are you? Who are you?
Is it Oakland?
No, I just love
Michael
the game
Vick?
Of football, to be honest. I don't have a specific team.
Vick?
I'm an old San Francisco and Chicago Bears fan.
Okay. I love San Francisco.
San Francisco.
So, but,
Jerry Rice.
Nice, good team.
But that was when I was real little. Now I just know who to pick to win the Vegas money now.
Okay, that's what you be doing.
Yeah,
now.
Same thing in with basketball. You know, I'm an old Bulls fan to the heart, to the death. Yeah. But
big time.
You know, I think Kobe can get another ring this year.
Nah.
You don't.
Is that too much?
No.
Is that too much shock treatment?
No. No ring, Kobe. No six like Mike.
I forgot you
like
wanted
Mike,
LeBron to get. And you're a Chiefs fan.
Yeah.
The Chiefs had a good year last year.
They did.
Had a
it's
great
gonna
year.
Be even better next
be
year.
Better next year.
Yeah.
Probably. They gonna have a pretty tougher schedule next year.
We're going to be better. It's going to be a tough schedule, but the team's got a lot of heart, and they showed
a lot of youth.
I want to see the Chiefs stand up next year.
They stood up this year.
Well, I mean,
underneath the bleachers.
On the hard schedule, I want to see them really stand up.
Who are they playing?
Everybody that was in the playoffs this past.
Okay, perfect. We'll win most of those.
Well, it's going to be a good one.
We'll win most of those. We will.
We will. We got a lot of good home games, and you know what we do at home. So
Chiefs Nation.
We're putting in a lot of work.
Chiefs Nation is going to stand up. That's what's up.
It's the Indian
always
way.
Here. Chiefs diehard fans, man. Chiefs are diehard fans. We always will be, and we're gonna stand up. And if we lose or win, it doesn't matter.
And we're gonna stick to that
and keep getting them cherry limeades from Winstead's.
I'm like digging those. What about Charlie Sheen though? Did you see that?
Oh God, he's going again. Crazy
again.
No, buddy. He's going crazier this time though.
What do you do?
Another restraining order, buddy.
DV?
Yeah. After just getting caught,
What was he saying to the producer of the show? Wasn't he saying something about somebody on the show and they're, like, under investigation about that right now, too?
I don't know, but anytime your wife puts a restraining order out on you, that's kind of... Your wife puts a restraining order out on you. Think he's trying to take some?
Well, you never really know.
It's out, dude.
Because he was already out getting strippers and getting coked up, so you think he was just trying to take it? And she was like, no, get him out. I don't want anyone close near me.
I mean, why was he trying to go back around her?
They're not together?
No. Mm. He, like, beat her ass, didn't he? Not too long ago.
Yeah, I thought so. He was coked up there.
You don't know?
No, haven't been keeping up with Charlie at all.
Man.
You know,
he's been all over the news, buddy.
I've been hearing a little stuff about it.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
As simple as that? Is it that big?
Yeah, pretty much. When keeping it real goes wrong.
When keeping it real goes wrong for Charlie.
What else was going down in entertainment?
I don't know. What about,
I haven't watched TMZ lately.
I haven't been watching anything in the entertainment section. What is actually going on in the entertainment section?
I haven't been seeing anything. You know, I'm always on
the net.
Have
you been watching any of the reality shows?
Fuck no. I can't stand that Idol shit.
Survivor, no.
What is it, The Basketball Wives?
Yeah, what's up with all these shows? I mean, they're just giving wives a show now, letting
women. What Chili wants.
What Chili needs.
What type of shit is this?
Like, nobody wants to watch that shit. Are you watching any of that? Yeah.
I forgot what some of the other ones are.
Special guests are not even watching any of that shit. What Kobe watch?
What Kobe watch? Right now, I'm really watching 24.
Mm-hmm.
I went back to the 80s and watched Married with Children.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. News Radio.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Rogan.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably one of my good role models for the show, though.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what
probably about, that 70s show, too.
Mm-hmm.
What about that Beyond Scared Straight? Have you seen that?
Beyond Scared Straight.
Wow.
No. What is it?
You talk about teenagers getting punished. You know, they're taking them to the prisons.
Oh, yeah. I was watching that at work with Daryl.
I was watching that, first 48.
They take, like, bad kids or kids that are somewhat bad, and they take them and try to scare the shit out of them by showing them people who are in for life or killing, fucking, doing all sorts of shit.
I would actually, like, stop doing some of the shit I was doing if I was some of the kids.
Oh, yeah. If I saw some of that shit, I'd be like, fuck that. I can think about that shit now, and I can't even relate to any of those people.
Man, they showed these kids walking down the hall. They showed the kids were coming, but they showed the camera from kind of far back so you could see all of the kids at once. Out of nowhere, you see one kid just get snatched out the line.
What?
And the line just continued to keep moving.
Mm-hmm.
And when they snatched the kid to the side, he's sitting there like, what the fuck? They said, this is a blind spot where anything can happen to you just right here in this little spot. Mm-hmm. Nobody will know anything.
Wow.
What'd they do to him?
They snatched him out of line. Yeah. He was walking down the hallway. And... you might have a camera.
You think some of that shit's set up?
A lot of this shit is probably set
just
up.
Just to set them up. Those guys are probably getting some special privilege or something.
I put it like this. Guys who's been in prison for that long, their special privilege is to be able to be around children and tell them something. Now, the little spots in prison that they might expose on camera, they might just show those small spots where things have actually happened. Just in a blink of in a vibe, but it's definitely staged so the kids can understand.
Of course, it has to be staged because you know they're trying to send a message. You know,
definitely.
I mean, honestly, you know, if one of those inmates touch one of those
Fox
kids,
up, they're going down. Right.
And everything is on camera.
They get one of
those
sticks so far up their ass.
Right, they probably get electrocuted
come
on
out
the spot.
Their pee hole.
So you just gotta know. Like you see a couple of those kids, man. They look at them in their face like, man, I don't care what you're saying. You know, I see what I did.
And those are the guys that'll be in there getting fucked by those dudes in just a matter of months.
You think I'm fucking you?
Yeah.
Take your wallet and fucking you.
I won't be in jail.
Your wallet? No.
I won't be in jail. I didn't do nothing.
I won't let him do it, man.
That'll be a fuck.
My bodyguard, Marco.
Yeah. I've never done
Big
any.
Black.
That's crazy.
I'm Big Black.
Have you ever done any a day in jail?
Robin Big.
Yeah.
I've done a day in
jail. Yeah, what'd you do, Marco?
Not in prison. What did I do? Yeah, have driving unsuspended. I'm a badass, man. You know what I'm saying? I'll drive all over this town with my license.
Didn't they, like, make you leave at, like, 3?
Yeah. It was like, here, come in at midnight and leave at 3 in the morning.
Yeah, fuck cool. Jail. Yeah,
you can't do that shit.
These reality shows are crazy, though.
Suck.
I got arrested when I was 14.
You got arrested when you were 14?
Yeah, I shot a BB gun out my window.
Oh, yeah, you told me that story.
So there's, like, 200, probably a good 200 yards, and then there's, like, woods, and then there's businesses. Apparently, I was shooting a little Red Ryder, my little brother's spring-loaded BB gun, at a bag in the tree up here, because I'm up on, like, the second story anyway, shooting at a bag at level.
Like a real sniper.
Yeah, just shooting a fucking bag, and this lady calls the cops. She saw me and claims I hit her, but she's down having a cigarette behind it, like Beauty Brands, which is, like, not anywhere close to where that I could shoot myself in the foot with that BB gun at, like, point, and it wouldn't hurt. How could I shoot her?
She just wanted to get you in trouble.
Yeah, she just saw a kid out with a gun and was like, oh, I'm bored. I hate my fucking life.
Little boy.
She
was on some shit.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that, bro?
So if you go outside and see a little kid doing the same thing now.
So I had to do fucking community service.
What would you do now?
What do I do with what?
If you went out and seen a kid in sniper formation with a BB gun.
With a Red Ryder, though, is red.
Still it's not red. So,
but you it see is him, red. But you see him elevated.
The Red Ryder was red, wasn't it?
No.
It's the one that the guy had on the Christmas story, isn't it?
Probably had the red tip. Was it all brown or black?
It was the brown.
Brown?
The brown with the black. So it was brown on, like, the handle.
Uh-huh.
It's black.
Oh, okay. Well, she probably thought you had a fucking...
Fuck.
Yeah. She probably thought you were fucking the...
So what hit her then?
The Kansas City Sniper.
Hit her then?
That was her
A
life.
Rock or something. She don't know. She just... Something, and she saw you. She's like, oh, fuck.
She saw me. Raise I couldn't me. Even see anybody down there. There's woods. Like, woods.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Probably like 50 yards of woods, thick woods, and probably, businesses.
You know
on the
what?
Other
you
side.
Probably you're not in the story. You're not telling the whole story. You probably did that every day and probably.
No, my brother just got the BB gun because it was like a week before my birthday, and his birthday was last week. My birthday's in like a couple weeks.
Did you tell her you were sorry?
Fuck her. No, I did my community service. I didn't look at her and I got it over with and I got stung.
She's listening right now. She's like, Kobe.
No, fuck that. Fuck her. Yeah, I got stung in the eyelid by a wasp doing my community service at the Lee Summit Airport. Painting barrels and painting lines for airplanes.
Yeah, that sounds... Was
so
it
I paid for whatever I did. I
summertime
mean,
weather?
Oh, you yeah. Did. It was like you 102, did, 103. August. Oh, yeah, right around then.
Oh, yeah, that sounds fucked
I counted
up.
It for high school, though, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Fucked up.
Sounds like... I got friends that told me stories about walking up and down the fucking highway. Picking
my community
up trash
service
and shit.
It was... Eat worse than both of you guys. I don't give a fuck what you say.
Which
I
one?
Had to do shit. The one at the church.
Fuck that.
What'd you
if
do
I
for
did
the
do,
church?
You love church.
All I had to
though.
Do was just go to what? This church. This wasn't church. It was at a Faith Bible College. It's the name of the
oh,
shit.
Oh, get all over the mic like that. Faith Bible.
That's what it was called. Faith Jeez. Bible College. And I got a popper, so I can just say whatever every F, P, and S I want.
I thought it was the church, though.
It is a church, so I'm not just kidding. No, Faith Bible College is where I was at, man.
Right.
And they were in there, like, dude, like, man, like, knocking over people and, you know, putting oil on every chair before people come in. And
it just happened
like, one of the guy's sermons, the
salt
guy was like,
the
I'm going to go in this room and I'm going to tell the devil he going to get out of here because I know he's here or something.
What was
like
the
that.
Age?
They were older. I mean, they weren't too old.
What was the minimum and what was, like, the average?
Average age was probably around like 40.
40? What was the race?
White.
White?
Mm.
And it was a what? Was it
all
Christian white. Or was it Baptist? What was the...
I don't know. I didn't really like look at anything too much. I just went
that
a
sounds
few times.
Tales
up.
Of the community service?
Yeah. And then like, you know...
Dude, I'm tell your story.
Wow, like, shit.
Get on my fuck the police mode. Because like I just really like signed my name on there. And was like, you know...
Yeah.
I left.
My shit went extra easy. I had a very easy thing. We go and probably do like 15, 20 minutes worth of work, and we get 4 hours credit. So.
Yeah, mine was easy, though. I mean,
shit was cool.
All you had to do was go sit listen to their sermon, and they gave you 5 hours. So.
Ooh.
But I mean, they were in there talking, and you know, going in the closet.
You had your,
like
you
I
had
said.
Your headphones in though.
No, I didn't. You I didn't have my headphones. I didn't have my headphones in, like a dumbass. I was just sitting there playing with my phone though. But a few times I was like really getting spooked out. Like,
for you ever see anybody get in a fight during community service?
Wow,
community
go right
service.
Back to jail, huh? That's bad. That's not a good look.
Community service, man. Tell them just, hey, you guys just go home. Y'all not getting no credit for today.
Yeah. Get your ass out of here.
Give them some homework.
What type of shit is that?
That's crazy. So, adding a new segment, huh?
Yeah.
A new
one? I was going to say something real quick.
Go ahead.
So, like, we do a radio show, and what's going to be our secondary thing? Like, Lindsay Lohan in movie, she tried singing.
Mm-hmm.
You rapping in the radio show.
What you mean? So what's going to be our movies? We're going to be in a movie.
Movie.
Yeah. We're going to movies. Movie. Of course. They love to see me in a movie.
You?
I'll be funny as fuck.
In a movie?
Hell yeah. I'll be funny.
Man, you probably had to go on like the LL Cool J plan for like.
Get
for
that
like
life.
At least 6 months straight.
Nah, or just go Illuminati.
Nah, man.
Damn, what do they do in that?
You know what they do there. Spin around like 6 times and.
Oh,
in the dark room with the mirror. And
oh, shit. Am I going to be rich when we get done?
Hey, is Lady,
of course.
Is Lady Gaga going Illuminati? Hey, is Lady Gaga going Illuminati anytime soon? Do you know?
What do you mean?
You have
she's
the right.
Been. She's a gay. She's a gay. So
she's a gay. She's a gay.
She's a gay.
She's doing modeling now. Today she did modeling in Paris.
For real?
Yeah. What do you think of that? She's kinda
modeling in Paris.
She's kind of scary.
I'm not a Lady Gaga fan. I mean,
she should come here and model.
I heard she had a penis, so I was just like, whoa.
Yeah, exactly.
Once I hear you had a penis, I'm like, not a fan of you.
I don't know too much about it.
He's like, I'm
not. You're a woman and you got a penis? Whoa.
Whoa.
Yeah, like.
What's all that?
Black Rock.
She's making Will I Am very rich.
Probably so. I mean,
why do you say
still,
that?
I mean, you're hopping off motorcycles,
she signed
people
up
saying.
Under him.
Wee wee. I see a wee wee. You're on stage.
He don't,
that was rigged for the gays, dude.
That was rigged for the gays, huh?
Probably. That shit didn't look real.
I don't care. If you see a woman with
a wee-wee, listen to you, man.
It's nasty.
Yeah,
because I don't even want to talk about it. I'm trying to figure out the language to talk in that, because I can't get gay.
Yeah, I kind of got quiet on the whole thing.
I'm sorry. I'm not against it. If I got fans out there that are gay, I'm like not one of those people that are like, you know what, you shouldn't be gay. I'm just saying, you know what, it should be more in the closet, you know.
It should be more in the closet.
Yeah, because kids, you have kids growing up here, and you don't want kids to go through the shit you guys have to go through, you know. I mean, real literally. I mean, that's my advice on it. I mean, come on, man.
Be respectful about it, but you know, don't lie about it.
Don't lie about it, but don't.
Then this has stuff gets passed
don't play
on.
It on every TV show.
Women, you know,
don't just, overdo it.
Don't play it on every TV show. Don't have a gay character on every.
Let
series.
It just be something
don't,
natural, you know, like make it like, all everything's all just kosher.
I mean, but everybody,
don't
I mean, I
overdo
guess that's just
it.
America. That's just
don't
America. They want everything to just to be like equal, natural, where everybody's.
They
want
to be in control of
everything.
Everything's
okay.
Right.
It's not okay for two boys to be humping on each other, man. I'm seriously. I mean, how do you? You can't get
I
that.
I have always wondered that, though.
It's beautiful.
As far as race goes
wrong.
In America, mm-hmm. when they do a commercial, you'll always see it's always like a boy and a girl. Mm-hmm. One of them's white and black.
Mm-hmm.
It's always that way. And, like, turn the TV on. You'll flip through the channels. You'll always
they
see that.
They have to do that, though, because they'll have so many people calling and complaining.
Just to
now.
Equal it out.
Just
yeah.
to tell
you know
them
what I'm saying?
Right.
Well, where's the gay guy? Where's the Asian guy? Where's the freaking.
Why does it need to be
exactly.
a gay guy? That's the problem.
Well, you got
not even not even gay. Just why does it matter? It
doesn't need
what,
to be a white
commercial?
And a black guy either. It needs to just be whoever could get the job done.
Yeah, whoever's in
whoever's
the commercial.
Whoever's the best person.
Exactly.
Who's the most qualified?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Always needs to be that. It doesn't need to be any other
yeah.
way.
I want to see some Asians in a Folgers commercial.
I mean, but
it
the thing
work
is,
for America,
the best
man. I don't
part
think
of waking up, you know, something funky in Asian.
The Folgers,
that like, that's
yeah,
like a, that's like
the
having
Folgers
a
in your cup.
Yeah, a Pakistanian for the Sarah Lee commercial. Yeah,
no, that's
for
like having
apple pies.
A Pakistanian for a degree commercial.
Man, it's just not going to work.
Or Larry.
Well, but you might see that commercial.
Huh?
You, no, I said right. You might see. Never mind. You might see
Old
that
Spice.
Commercial.
This is Old Spice.
Man,
I use this every day.
You know, Old Spice.
Boom.
They're in the rankings.
Rubs his forehead with it before he puts his towel
Old Spice
on.
Is where I put it. You have to put it right here.
Put
you don't put
it
here,
like,
you dummies.
It's like an ash.
You rub it on your forehead.
His ass cheeks and shit too.
Yeah, I was making a comment about a couple of
but those two, yeah. Couple of companies that are in the run for the best, I guess, gay commercial that they could come up with.
Who?
I mean, you see one guy with no shirt on riding on the damn horse.
Oh, my
Old
God.
Old Spice.
And then you go to another commercial and it's a guy dancing behind another man with his arms under him in a club dancing, talking to a woman. One dude's I just
those are two pretty funny commercials, though.
Do you know the second funny commercial I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know both of those, dude. I love both of those.
Both hilarious commercials. Good commercial.
I love the E-Trade commercials.
You do?
Yeah, those baby ones, those are hilarious.
Yeah, those are some of my favorites.
The little baby sitting there.
That commercial is the same commercial that has the big man with the king outfit on that sticks the little burger in on his finger through the window to the guy in there. You got to check that out.
I got to see that one. It's crazy. The way you did your finger was kind of scary. I was like, what are you doing?
Yeah, you know, fingering, you know, fingers burger in there.
Whoa, right, I was like the burger through right the window. I was like, oh, you're getting me you're scared
you gotta,
over here, buddy.
You gotta see the commercial.
That's hilarious.
Oh, man. It's Nemo time.
And it's another day.
Nemo. But matter of fact, here, can I give you a couple? Just break. Nah, I'll do it. Do it.
You just go ahead, do it.
Talk about something else.
Next thing we're going on.
Nah. You've got the segment category over there. I mean, is
what about
we were doing great, but I think we were right into
what about relationships? Music. How are relationships going?
We got special guests here. That's what we need.
Special guests, okay.
Special guests. What did you have any advice? Because we were just going with advice on, you know what I mean.
Any advice for what?
Relationship. Why we have
Nah.
Yeah. What advice you got for us?
We do.
Yeah, she just have to say she did like my hook did the first time. She can say it right there. They heard her. On the spot, huh? Doom, 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 doom,
doom, doom, doom, doom, doom, doom, doom, doom, doom, doom, doom, doom,
doom, doom, doom, doom, doom,
doom, doom, doom, doom, doom, doom, doom.
Thing is that I've been actually going to a counselor.
Okay.
And he said communication was key. Yeah, so.
Counselation?
Oh, thanks for the clarification there.
That you know what? That is a whole. I appreciate you for being able to put enough effort forth to go and get some counseling.
Mm-hmm.
Help better yourself, man.
Man, I love my wife, man. If y'all didn't know that, if the world didn't know that, and people out there didn't know that. My relationship, reason why I don't have a lot to say about relationships is because I love my wife, and that's what all I think about whenever we talk about relationships.
It's nothing wrong with good, strong love either.
Gotta have that.
Communication, clap for good, strong love.
Yeah. good hand clap.
You need to have love.
You know, a button you can push.
Love is great. Cope. Love is love great?
Love is amazing.
Love is amazing. Good. It's one hand for love on that. We're going to crank up the love meter of the show tonight. Crank up the love. We're going to play some good slow music.
But we're going to go ahead and hop into music.
Well,
no.
We do have our own segments. You have a segment and I have a segment.
Yeah, I started yours. You were into it. I don't know what happened.
We did the relationship.
No, I said, what did Kobe watch?
Yeah,
you just hide.
It's that Jeffrey. No, I'm ready to get onto yours.
I was gonna load up Nemo, and then you called
me. What was that, yesterday, to tell me about it, or today?
It was today. I actually came up with the idea today. You know what I'm saying? I didn't even tell him about it. It's actually gonna be cool. If it's not cool, you know, we always change things because we always change stuff.
Always looking to improve.
Sounds good. Ding 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 ding.
Yeah, but the. The new segment is actually called.
Hit us with
what did I call it, Kobe? You forgot? Because I forgot.
It was today.
Jeffrey.
Wasn't it like top 10 facts?
Marco's facts.
Marco's facts. Yeah, Marco's facts.
Because our show is about facts.
Did
man.
He not catch that?
Yeah, I heard it, you faggot. Yeah, our show is about facts. So, you know what I'm saying? I just thought that I just add a little quick segment in there. I give like 10 facts every time. You know, facts of the week, Marco's facts, Marco and Kobe's facts, because I always talk to him about them before I put them on. And this time, what is that? A roach paper. You weren't worried about it earlier. Anyway.
Ashes.
I'm just going to go right into them. For instance,
can
I'll just
you
give you a second.
Not give your facts?
Yeah, I can give them. But the thing is I just was trying to figure out which ones to go with. Like, I'll just give you one like this one. Simple one. Michael Jordan makes more money. Here it is.
States of America does in 8 years.
I had it already planned out, dude. I don't know where I got it all. Here it is.
Looks like
all
a right. bunch of facts Mike, right Mike's, there.
Mike makes more money from Nike annually than the Nike factory workers in Malaysia make combined.
Oh,
all
we
of
knew,
them combined.
We knew that.
They
have kids making their
shoes. Yeah.
They have like kids making his shoes for like, uh-huh. like nothing, right?
7 cents, my friend.
No, seriously.
7 cents.
More money is printed daily for Monopoly games than the U.S. Treasury.
Because U.S. Treasury doesn't have enough to print that money.
Yeah, so, you know,
fake
you
money,
know that?
Real fake money is easier to print than fake money.
On American dollar
or
bill.
Fake real money.
On American dollar bill, there is an owl in the upper left-hand corner.
Yes.
Of the one encased on the shield, and there is a spider hidden on the front upper right-hand corner. That is some information that I wanted to share with you guys because, you know, we always talk about Illuminati.
I shared that instantly.
Look into that. If you don't know about Illuminati, look into that, and I'll just take you to a whole other
I
page.
Shared that instantly with deep. Megan months ago when you very first told me that.
Here's another one. One of the reasons marijuana is illegal today because cotton growers labored against the hemp farmers. You know that? They protested against them and went to the government and told them, you know what I'm saying, they didn't want the competition.
Knowledge.
So that was one of the first reasons.
That's some knowledge right there.
Yeah.
Dude.
So that's like four. All right.
We need
five.
One more.
Number five?
You're going to do five
ten.
Or ten?
Ten.
We'll be that's prepared quick. Next time and do five this time.
A cockroach can survive several weeks with his head cut off. Only dies from starvation. That's fucking sick.
How is it supposed to eat, though?
That's what I said. It doesn't eat. That's why it dies.
That's crazy.
What the fuck is that? I mean, but
that's
so it's just walking around. It's
goat.
Still gonna keep.
Yeah,
walking?
That's what I'm saying. Is it
or
still
is
walk
his
or is
or,
it just
or is his eye? Is his eye still
around.
Working or is his body?
And that's the whole thing too. You guys are supposed to like, you know, what I'm saying, comment on.
Well, we were, but you like kept going.
Yeah,
to
I was
each
trying
of
to
them.
Go. So
I mean, the roach fact was like real big to me more than anything else I'm hearing right now.
Here, I'm gonna give you guys two. Let me get three more there real quick.
Okay.
I'll just fuck with you guys. Right. A jiffy is actually a unit of time.
I like that.
It is 1/100th of a second.
I like that. A jiffy is an actual measurement in time.
It is.
It's 1/100th of a second.
Yes.
Hey, I'm going to see Jiffy in a jiffy.
Yeah.
Let's keep going to Jiffy.
Yeah, and, Jiffy Lube. It ain't that
more
fucking quick.
Jiffy Lube. Last two, because the last one's for you because you like animals. Okay. And then this one is. A lump of pure gold the size of a matchbox, right, can be flattened the size of a tennis court.
A what?
A lump of pure gold, 14
okay.
carat.
Garrett.
Pure gold the size of a matchbox can be flattened the size of a tennis court.
What you mean the matchbox? Is that like the hotels or the
yes,
ones you can buy
a hotel
like
matchbox.
At the dollar store?
A hotel matchbox.
Oh, the small
dump,
little ones.
Dude, dump truck or taxi cab? Which one?
Dump truck.
Nice. That's a big fucking matchbox, dude.
One of those.
The dump trucks, dude.
Okay.
Orange,
that's the size
come
of
in
the
orange package.
Those are the size
okay.
of gold.
Yeah.
Right. I was thinking of the ones that, okay. Yeah.
That probably can go like four or ten.
Size four of them?
Last one is dogs
so
and cats.
So I could cover my Maxima
yeah.
up with that.
All you got to do is get you a couple gold chains.
No, I just want to cover my whole Maxima.
In 14 karat gold?
Right. Yeah. That'll be the shit. Nobody's done that yet. Right.
14 karat gold. James Bond.
Aston Martin's.
Aston's done it?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
Damn, in
it
gold.
It had 14 karat gold on it or something.
It was
sweet. I had to look that up. I'll see
I
if that's
seen
a fact.
That.
We can add that see if that's Marcus' fact.
I seen some platinum shit in it's like Saudi Arabia on the internet one time, too. Mm.
Last one, though. Last fact, though. Dogs and cats, like humans, are either right or left-handed. Or
they got four of them, though.
Yeah, but they're front, too. They're front. It's either a right or left hand.
One time
test your dog out. Test your dog out if you teach him tricks or something like that.
He's left-handed.
Mm-hmm. Your
yeah,
dog?
I know what hand might. Yeah, he's left-handed.
Left-handed.
You tell him to shake, it'll be his left-handed.
So that was probably pretty cool, guys.
He can do both.
I know that
are you
probably,
left-handed, Cole?
He probably can be
ambidextrous.
If they can be like humans, you know what I'm saying, they probably could be ambidextrous.
I don't know. I give animals a lot of fucking credit.
I got some cool ones, though, dude. Like,
Well, save those for those. Okay. Don't get over there and indulge yourself. Calm down. Calm down, Hook.
I was ready to hit y'all.
Calm down,
I was
Hook.
I was ready to get it.
Hook was already ready for the freestyle.
No, but let's go right into the music, man, so we can actually give our guests some of this spotlight right now. And actually introduce yourself, man. Let us know where you're from.
I'd like to pause for a second.
Man, they call me Rock Ill.
White Gold.
White Gold.
Benz.
Benz. I think that's a McLaren.
Yeah, what's that overseas? Right. Is that the one from overseas?
A sick special guest right on time. Bam.
White Gold. As Marco says.
That's tight, though.
I like White Gold. I wouldn't even get it if it was 14 karat. I'd have to get it if it was white.
White Gold looks beautiful.
But sorry, I didn't want to indulge in your minute of fame.
Back to what we was doing. Yeah. Back to what we was doing again. That's if you guys need to go look at that, it is a White Gold McLaren.
Google that bitch.
We saw right now. So now back to what we were talking about. Special guest, the spotlight's on you. Who are you? What do you do? Where are you from? Just, you know, in a small amount of time, let them know what a little bit about you.
My name is Harlan Bennett. They call me Rock Ill. I'm from Rockford, Illinois. I've been in Kansas City for over 15 years. There's nothing like being at home, feeling at home. Music is the thing I love to do. You know, I also cut hair. So anytime you want to come in and get a haircut, come on down to Smoother Image.
Perfect. You can go down there and check out his album, get your haircut, and, you know, tell him if you like it or not. And I wouldn't say I didn't like you while you were cutting my hair.
Right. No.
Rock Hill is sick, man. I've been privileged to know you. How long you think we've been friends, man?
Man, this go back at least a good 10 plus.
Yeah, 10 plus, man. So, like I said, ever since I known him, I was like, man. I actually met him through a mutual friend of ours, and he was just like, man, my boy is dope. He was like, man, the kind of way you flow, man, you know, you love my boy.
Yeah, the music is.
Yeah, you know.
We only put cool people on this shit anyway.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
The music has always been a gift.
What's up with the music? Produce, rap, or
I'm more of an all-around musician. I don't play any instruments.
No instruments.
But I can tell anybody what to play. I'm more like of
Diddy?
You know, like a composer. I can definitely tell you what I would want you to play for me, or and I can also always convey any type of lyrics to any type of beat on any type of way, no matter if it's singing, in any type of style, you know, slow, fast. Techno, jazz, classical, any type of way.
Did you bring anything?
Did I bring anything? Yes, I did bring something. And you know what? I'm going to bust it out the plastic for the first time. A brand new one.
Brand new one.
Brand new one, fresh out the package.
Okay, and he's busting this out the package right now.
And this is just some, you know, this is from the 5-star.
Get up on it. Get up on it.
And you know,
get up on it, man.
A lot of people just really didn't know nothing about it because it was out. A lot of people really just didn't know too much about it because it was out for so much, you know, time for people to really be putting so much effort into it because we just pretty much just kept on moving around. But from this mixtape, we gonna, you know, it got a lot of stuff on here. We got
so what track we going
into?
Song
here.
Of the day is from
this is gonna be the song
Rock
of the day.
Eel. What this is
this
5-star.
This is all him.
This is him.
This is Rock this, Eel. This is gonna be me. And my brother, Mr. Young C himself, you know, this is the 5-star mixtape, Speak On It Entertainment. My name is Rock Hill, and this is what it is. We're going to go straight to number, we're going to go straight to, let me see, we're going to go straight to Rep the Star. Let me see, we're going to go to number four. This is Young C and Rock Hill.
You want to tell us a little bit about that?
How you came about the album or something, you know what I'm saying?
This is pretty much a mixtape.
5-star.
This is pretty much a mixtape. We got 3 original beats on here, and the rest of the beats have some incorporated in there. All original songs, all original lyrics, and if you really can get into it, you can really get into some real music. I'm Rock Hill, and I'm the one that provide any and everything that's always going to be needed, because I'm the one that's, I make things happen, and that's just pretty much how it goes. And that's just
we had a couple of guys come on and kick it live, man. You know what I'm saying? If you really got to check out the show. The first guest came and sung live, and
that's
He did it dope. And then the next guest came and rapped live. Next guest came and rapped live.
Boom.
And now you come in about the laces with a track, hot track. So
right.
You know, we just keep burning it down in here, man. It's all about
we can either throw the song on now or later.
We're throwing it on now. We're about to go into it right now.
But the freestyles don't, the lyrics don't stop. No, I got lyrics to
the
song.
Let's go into the song right now.
We're going to do a song and a freestyle today?
We can end it with the freestyle song.
Ding, 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 ding.
I like it. We're going to get him on something funky that I pick randomly again.
I'm trying to tell you.
I love that.
All right. One of these days, I'm going to freestyle for y'all like Tigger, like Big Tigger, you know?
Rock Hill.
Rock Hill.
Watch, I'm losing weight because I ain't working. Frontin' to my folks like my fucking stomach ain't hurting. It's curtain, and the fans went home. Time to buckle down, get prepared to stand on my own. Damn it, I'm grown, that's what my mind scream out. Her will can't seem to drive my dad's schemes out. I'm just lost, surviving at whatever the cost. Taking steps towards hell every day to floss. Just in me, life can't break, it only bend me. Send me to a zone that I know ain't friendly. Man, many men be wishing death and even worse. Slit your throat from ear to ear just to get a bigger purse. Fill it on the first, otherwise it stink. Only other time I see dough on the 15th. Man, my shit stink, I'm talking worse than yours. They came a long way from doing grandma's chores.
We gon' rep the star, we gon' do us. Fuck that broke living, that's for losers. All my niggas round me is some weed abusers. We gon' rep the star till God choose us. Till God choose us.
No, he hadn't even rapped it.
Oh, he ain't even come on yet? I didn't think so.
Till God choose us. Till God choose us.
Sign.
At an age when I'm living with hard head ways, wasted days, but not really because I'm doing what pays. Maybe a phase I enter, going through it, waiting for winter. Hibernate till it's really time to eat for dinner. Life is bitter, I'm only out to make it the best. Pockets broke, mind stress, cess makes patience less. Ultimate test, I'm passing, ultimate check cashing. In my blood to keep up with the latest fashion. In my blood to always have bullshit everlasting. Got a hole but too cheap to break it to a fraction. I'm asking words of wisdom from a man who living. Didn't ask for shit for all these years, and that's all that was given. Thanks, pops. Personal life got me tripping. Start guzzling. Knew I should have been sipping. Talk about pimping. Liquor calling out how you been simping. And how I feel you in a desperate need for an ass whipping.
We gon' rep the star. We gon' do us.
Yeah.
Fuck that broke
living. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Five star.
Five star. That's Rock Hill.
That's Rock Hill.
And that's Young C. That's Young C went first, and that's Rock Hill that went second.
That's hot shit, man. If y'all ain't got that, man, you know what I'm saying? Y'all late, man. Y'all tardy.
It's definitely.
Because Rocky will be hot for a long time, man.
Long time.
Real tardy on that.
So. And you always been hot, too, man.
Oh, I'm done.
Don't sleep on Marco.
Yeah.
Nobody out there. Trust me.
Yeah, they don't even know nothing about that. So one of these times when we end it and we talking about what we do, I guess I'll just talk about how I do dabble into the music.
Sounds like a plan.
But you got it though.
Yeah, it's always been there.
4 or 5 on the clock.
Yeah. So right into what we were talking about the segment today. I guess it was just one segment because that was kind of tied into what I was talking about. If that was the same thing you were going to talk about, I guess we kind of hinted on it earlier, right?
What was that?
What's your topic?
Not the same as yours.
What's your topic?
Cigarettes.
Oh, you changed it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, go ahead. Right into that.
You want to go right into that? I just don't think they should be legal. I think if they should be legal, I think anything should. I mean, at least marijuana should be legal, because I think it causes more damage to you. And I don't think people really realize how much damage it causes.
Yeah, cigarettes are bad. I mean, anytime they put a warning sign on it, I mean, warning. That's
seriously,
all I have to
say. Warning label on it.
You don't like cigarettes, huh? You like cigarettes, though. Look, I mean, here's
right,
the thing:
right
is
here.
We can all get off of those to help you. I mean, do you want to stop? You want to stop? You're just quitting. Okay?
Cigarettes are very highly strong.
They're really addictive. You know what I'm saying? I got a person very close to me to smoke cigarettes, and I won't say the name.
Do you remember the first time you might have imitated smoking a cigarette as a kid?
Probably like 8 for me. Mm-hmm. I got those little sugar sticks that look like cigarettes.
Try to impersonate, you know, just playing with it.
Yeah, just like, oh, this is cool.
Where the idea? What did you do research and come out and find out where the idea came from?
Parents? It has to be a parent. Or
like, where the idea of, like,
cigarette?
Smoking, like, was that the Indians too? Indians smoking tobacco, or they smoke cigarettes? Fuck you guys.
The Indians were smoking some more natural. The Indians were smoking more natural shit, man. Mm-hmm.
Natural herbs.
So, I so mean, is that what? Is so shit.
Yeah, fuck yeah, they were. I mean,
more natural herbs.
Most likely, yeah.
Nothing medicated.
Nothing medicated.
Medicated.
Nicotine.
It's a drug. It's medicated. It's a drug. Caffeine. Yeah. I just what bugs me is getting online and just seeing all these fucking kids in high school, 16 years old, smoking. I mean, yeah, I could remember going back and thinking that was cool, but it wasn't cool.
Who's the highest paying tobacco company?
Has everybody here tried to smoke cigarettes?
Yes.
You tried to smoke? Have you tried to smoke?
Never.
I used
never
to smoke. Smoke
cigarettes. I've tried to smoke.
I hate cigarette smoke.
You used to smoke cigarettes.
Yeah.
I've tried to smoke really a cigarette. I've done it like
a hit of people a cigarette. Get drunk to do it. I can understand that.
I have to be like stupid drunk to smoke.
I can understand
a
that. I can totally.
It's gonna make you
that.
Throw up.
It just make me want something to eat.
It's gonna make you throw up.
Yeah. You just either throw. You just get like a nauseous, lightheaded, like. I'm thinking like
what is in this?
I
can smoke a whole joint to myself and feel fucking fantastic, but I smoke one cigarette and I feel like shit.
I can't smoke a whole cigarette.
I feel down. I feel like I can't breathe and I'm drained.
Yeah, the first two
I'm
puffs
just
is gonna give me a super head rush.
Yeah, and that head rush lasts about 2 seconds and it's a headache.
Shit.
I'm gonna say one thing: the cigarettes you're smoking don't smell bad.
It bring your alcohol level down.
No, menthol smells. It'll
help
you
drink
more. Cigarettes I smell bad. Like I can't even be in the room with them. Like if it's first.
Oh yeah, you go out there and be around my grandma. Yeah, definitely.
But what about when you're in the club and it's
ultra lights and those smell like assholes?
That's nothing.
What about when
they smell like assholes?
It's just paper. Ultra light. There's nothing in there.
Dude, it still smells like death.
I know. That's why it smells like that, because there's just so much paper burning.
What about the Benson and Hedges?
They still
what
make
about
those.
What about those natural ones, or those American Spirits?
Like the Ultra Lights or something.
Or something like that. Are you going to fucking yellow, put black, you're going to get Hendog going, or is he putting it
Liggett's?
To sleep over
what
there?
About Liggett's?
What's up? You tapping out on him?
You ready?
You tapping out on Nemo?
Yeah.
That might need to be ready back.
You like your Fisher Price headphones? They working good for you?
They're working
there?
Great. I really do appreciate it.
Want a cigarette with those?
That's what I told the
little
cops.
Camo.
That's what I told
a little
the cops.
Camo.
That's what I told the cops. That, hey, sir, officer, no, that was a cigarette, officer.
It was a cigarette.
Yeah, I was finished with my cigarette. I threw it out the window, sir.
You can go back and get it if you want. It's that one right over there.
No, don't. Yeah, sir, you don't want to
right
walk all
there.
The way back there. You don't want to go
sir.
Get that.
This one, sir, right here, sir. I was smoking that. That was Marlboro Red.
No, that was a cigarette, my officer.
That Marlboro Red right
no,
there, sir.
No, officer, you don't have to go back there.
Okay. Here, you're going to jail anyway.
Over a cigarette?
You're going to jail anyway, buddy.
Can I get a cigarette?
Fuck just throwing your cigarette out. You're going anyway.
Shit, I
wasn't, Kobe, you're
I
going too.
Hey, I wasn't even driving.
So you have anything else on the cigs?
I'm ready for marijuana to be legal.
If they're gonna,
you're saying
cigarettes legal, marijuana should be legal, huh?
Fuck yeah.
Did you know that marijuana actually cures symptoms of cancer? It
yes.
actually stops the. It makes
ding,
the
ding, ding, ding,
listen.
Ding, ding, ding.
It makes the cancer cells kill themselves.
That's
what
cool.
it does.
Turns them against each other. It's like you hippies.
So people they lie to us and say marijuana just makes you come with the nauseous.
It's all a lie, dude. You know? It's all been a lie since like the 20s, man, or the 30s. It's all been a lie ever since then. The fucking monkeys being suffocated, and they're gonna tell us that it kills our brain cells. The test they performed was on monkeys with gas masks for like 3 hours at a time. They were putting tons of weed in gas masks and strapping them to monkeys, and it
wow.
was killing the monkeys. So
wow.
they were saying that that test, if it was done on humans, would just kill our brain cells.
Wow.
They say
but everyone's
slowly.
Slowly. I mean, they say it takes high.
Why would you
very,
do a test
very
on monkeys?
High
who
dosages.
Are they? Who
why
are
you,
they?
Why would you do
yeah,
the,
who
why,
are they? Exactly.
Why would you do the test on monkeys
who are they?
When you're paying people to do tests on at quintiles, $3,000 to do take some pills? Pay them $3,000 to smoke some weed.
That should be the new topic next time.
What's that?
Who are they?
Who are they?
Mm-hmm. The they? You
yeah.
know
the,
who they
yeah.
are.
Who are they?
The they or the 12 people that just fucked this whole country up. And that consists of those 12 people, and now they're the whole government. They're everybody that feels like America is the most wonderful place to live. All that's who they are.
They
that's
are?
That's what I think.
All right.
You know, I mean, I don't know. No
who
other way.
Who are they?
Who do you think they
this
are?
This is when I want to make my shout out to all of our international listeners. I envy you.
You envy us, huh?
I envy them.
Why?
America's horrible.
Them or they?
All of them.
All of them, huh?
Except yeah. for the ones in, like, Thailand. I give it out to you guys.
All of them.
We got listeners in Thailand.
We got listeners in like, we got a lot of international listeners.
That's crazy.
That's beautiful. We love everybody all around
so
the world.
So, topic today was cigarettes. And me and Kobe are against them. We're anti-cigarette.
Anti.
We're going to wear some anti-camel shirts. I'm going to come up with something. With like go ahead.
No, go ahead.
I'm just down with anti-tobacco, period.
Yeah, anti-tobacco. Exactly. No more paper. Yep. Get rid of the swishers.
Paper planes, man.
You know, we rolling papers, man. Rolling papers, man. Wiz Khalifa movement.
Champagne, yeah. No.
Fuck with,
yeah,
fuck with Wiz Khalifa,
bitch.
Beautiful.
Yeah, but what I was gonna say is we're getting a lot closer to one of the logos being done. It's being shaded right now.
You looked really gay when you made that facial expression, dude.
Don't me and gay? No, you don't even have to worry about that.
You want
to
tell a story about the Sims? Sims on the couch?
What? Oh.
You say you're gonna say something about it. Like, no,
do you have
that
a gay tale to tell?
Nah, this guy. We were playing the Sims game. We created dudes, and his guy just comes and sits right on the couch.
No, my guy was on the armrest, with his arm on the armrest. And your guy sits in the middle.
Puts his guy on the couch. He thought I didn't watch him.
I put my guy. Yeah, it's a controller. It's a one player game.
I didn't have a controller. I didn't have it.
You didn't have it. It's your fucking.
He was looking at me like, "Where's your guy on the couch?"
It was your fucking game, dude.
I don't know what happened, but we just got rid of that game.
Said the bond goes deep.
So are you online now? Can you tell our fans your gamer tag? Do you know it yet?
What?
Your gamer tag for Xbox?
No, I don't. I don't know.
All right, well, mine is Led Zeppelin Owns.
And how you spell that?
How it sounds. No, LedZeppelinOwns. Led Zeppelin Owns. Got that.
What do you own?
Call of Duty, hockey,
Xbox or PlayStation?
Xbox.
Everything.
What?
That's a cold guy.
What are you on?
I'm not on anything. I'm more of a Sony man, to be honest with you.
Though. Yeah.
I'm a Sony man.
Figured. Rolling with Marco.
I'm only an Xbox too though. I'm only a sports guy. But I don't really have that much time. The last game I played, I was playing the Wii with my little cousins.
Thank you, Marco, for letting me skip you.
I'm up there. Jeffrey.
Jeffrey.
Furry rug.
Where else can we go from here?
Nowhere but down.
So, nowhere?
Good show.
Excellent.
Great.
I
appreciate it.
You loved it?
Thank you.
Getting better?
Great.
Yeah.
Miller High Life.
In the making?
Get a couple of those.
I definitely would.
It's a dream. Go
sip
there in the morning.
Down.
Lady on
go
the moon.
There in the morning.
Sip one.
Thinking about it all night. It's a dream.
Definitely.
Yeah. So
gotta go. Gotta go get your tobacco products. At It's a Dream.
So we're gonna wrap it up.
It's a wrap, man. It's been a long
one. It's freestyle.
Go out to the freestyle.
Go out to the freestyle.
So I gotta get something funky.
Hey fans, I love y'all, man. It was a long little break. I couldn't wait to get back on. So I missed it.
Welcome back.
You know, I was gonna go out with that Mace. Welcome back. Nah, but we're gonna go out to some hotter shit than that.
Some Boy Wonder.
And that's a nigga Holland. Rock Eel.
Yes.
Man.
This is Rock Eel. Harlan.
Live.
So we're doing a typical search on YouTube.
Yeah, just go ahead and do the instrumental. And sorry.
They just gonna throw me a beat.
Unleash those.
And I'm going to just go with something. I got something up in the brain I can bring out. You know. I would lie to say I'm going to just go off the top and strictly freestyle. But I got something I can, you know, just put out there for you. I'm a real MC. But I'm going to do it like this for you, you know. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Soldier thought I told you, but most didn't listen. Grip hammers on the pistols, pop quick, I'm not missing. Straight shots, target practice. Peel your cap backwards, watch his whole body flip. Like he doing them gymnastics. Come the fastest, go the hardest, pour the drink. We sparking, you on the bench, we starters. Front line, got the marksman, don't waste bullets on holidays. A 21 gun salute, I bust first, not last. And people think we scared to shoot. Keep it on your back, some keep it on their front. Some give it to they bitch, and some gon' give it in the truck. Wait at night for that drive-by, you see that daytime action. You control the beef and I'm on your sidewalk glassing straight ahead, marking like a soldier. High off the sticky doja. Remy shot, V-sock, no ice, more potent. Hit the ground and take cover. Almost hit me, hey, brother, don't shoot that little shit. I'ma act right, motherfucker. Niggas talking more than average. I'm the one who's still standing. Who the fuck you think they call when game isn't high demanding? My gun ain't jamming when we start the Armageddon. Go to church and ask the questions. No answer from the reverend, so I'm stepping with my weapon, looking for the death angel. Mama says, straight your life and quit living with it tangled. When I'm high off the fire, you can see it in my eyes. Mama, please don't cry. I'm a soldier till I die. Live my life. Ain't
don't
no reason to
down,
try.
Man.
Just reload. Now I'm
hey, Diddy, what's up, man?
And I'm ready to explode. Life is cold. Death is colder. Your end is getting closer. Yeah. I take the job now, right here, being sober.
Yeah.
That's a rap.
It's a rap.
No drinking on the
don't
job.
Don't look down, man. Fuck with us,
Rock
man.
Ill.
Rock Ill. Don't look down. Kobe.
Ba-da-ding-ding-ding. Ba-da-ding-ding-ding.